Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Today's guest is Don Spillman with the Daviess County Museum, one of the volunteers at the museum. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Now, this is another basketball roundtable meeting coming up this Saturday, and the first one was just such a huge success. The volunteers of the museum said, we got to do this again.
Right, and I think it's going to be sort of an annual thing. Last year it was the 1950s, and they brought in a lot of former players and coaches from the 50s. This year, it's the 1960s, and we've got several coaches, players, people, actually players from the area who went on to coaching. Three of the players are members of the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. So, you know, they're not just your average run-of-the-mill folks. We've got Sam Alford's coming back. I think everybody knows the Alford family and their connection with basketball. Sam used to coach at Monroe City. He was at South Knox for a while, went up to Martinsville, then Newcastle. Of course, I think his famous claim to fame right now is he's Steve Alford's father.
Yep, that's right.
Steve Brothers, who attended Washington Catholic and says he thinks he attended every basketball game at WC during the 1960s. Of course, he also played at WC. Was a girls' coach at Washington and occasionally appears on the radio station. From time to time. Steve Fisher, who's from Plainville, he played for the last Plainville Midgets team and then played for the first North Davies team. He made the transition, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about, is how did that transition from small school to consolidated schools affect the players, and what was that situation like?
So that Steve's always cracks me up, a basketball team named the Midgets.
Yeah, the Midgets, yes. And Steve's in the Basketball Hall of Fame as an official. He officiated three state finals, one of the class officials in the state of Indiana. Galen Graber, who was from Bar Reeve, he was one of the first Bar Reeve players versus Montgomery Vikings. So he's going to be there to talk about that. He was on the Vikings' very first team that finished runner-up in the 65-67 sectional, or 65-66 sectional. And Buddy Graham from the Odin Bulldogs, he's in like four Basketball Hall of Fames. The Indiana one is a player, and then Missouri, Illinois, and the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame as a coach. So wow. He's got a lot of things to say. Gary Greider, who captained the 63 Hatchets, 21 points a game. And I think Gary got 16 varsity letters when he was a player at Washington.
That's not easy to do.
No. He was an excellent baseball player. Ended up playing basketball for the University of Houston. He played, while he was there, he played with Guy Lewis, who was a Hall of Fame coach. And his class, or his teammates were Elvin Hayes and Don Chaney, who were a couple of pretty talented athletes. And then John Helm. I think everybody knows John. You know, he's a local businessman, runs the Legends out at here, and he played for Washington. When he graduated, he was the high scorer, career scorer for the Washington Hatchets, and he's got a lot of things to say. Went down to the University of Georgia Southern, got into coaching down in Georgia, and at one point in time was named the Georgia Coach of the Year. I don't think people know that about John, but you know, he's got quite a resume, and those are the guys that are going to be there. Doug Doherty's going to sort of be the facilitator, and what he's basically going to do is throw a question at the guys and just sort of let them tell stories.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. You know, it's a round table, so they'll share some of those great stories from back in the 60s, and man, there are many stories to share.
Oh, there's a lot of things. That's right in your prime, Don. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's when I was in high school. But the key thing is, when it started out, it was still the small schools. Odin, Elnora, Plainville, Glendale, or Alfordsville, I'm sorry, Montgomery, then Washington Catholic. And then we also had Lagodi St. John's, and Shoals came over, and usually either Winslow Otwell or Petersburg, one of the other Pike County schools, was up here. So it was usually 12, 13-team sectional. Started on Wednesdays. We had two games Wednesdays, two games Thursdays. Got out of school half a day on Friday, had two games Friday afternoon, two games Friday night, two games Saturday morning, and the championship game Saturday night. And the Hatchet House was packed. Now, that was the old Hatchet House. And that's one of the things they're going to talk about, too, is the change from the old Hatchet House, which is now the junior high gym, to the Hatchet House that we all know today.
There's so many great stories. Again, it's an awesome idea, great concept, and hats off to everyone, all the volunteers of the museum. Hats off to all of the panel of guests, too, for taking time to come back to share these stories.
Yeah, Doug Doherty's basically put this together, but the exhibits, Becky Crimp and her committee up there at the museum do a marvelous job with the exhibits. There's some standard exhibits there, but in the one room, they constantly rotate that. So if you've been there, you know, 3 months ago, you want to come back next week, it's going to be different. And then, you know, a few weeks after that, it's going to be different again. So there's always something new. We've got quite a collection of items at the museum that we don't have all on display.
And we want to give your website, because you've revamped the website before you go.
Yeah, we've revamped the website. You can go to the website at daviescountyhistory.com. Now, that's a little bit different than what you see. daviescountyhistory.com. So be careful what you Google, or you may come up with the old one. But you can also go to Davies County Past Perfect, daviescounty.pastperfectonline.com. And you have the opportunity to look at some of the pictures that we have online, and you can go onto their search, and you can actually order old pictures from us. So if you see a picture of Aunt Fanny or Uncle Bob, then and you'd like to have those for your family genealogy, you can order them from us. If you're a member, you can get those pictures. You can get I think it's maybe 25 pictures for free. Don't quote me on that. But if you're not a member, $5 per picture.
And, a lot of stuff we'll happening. A lot of stuff happening at the Davies County Museum. The big thing tomorrow is the roundtable basketball from the 60s. Starts at 1 o'clock.
Starts at 1 o'clock. Doors open at noon. Get there early.
It's going to be a packed house.
limited seating, but it'll be fun. And, you know, come and meet and greet.
And it'll be live here on Memories 107.9 as well.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Don Spillane.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Take 5, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.